Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
2023, 2024, Khaki Kev, it doesn't matter what year it is, he's going to be taking care of us. I got Fred Davis here in front of me. 10-point game at halftime for the Oklahoma City Thunder's, a lead over the Denver Nuggets. The Toronto Maple Leafs looking to close out game one against the Florida Panthers. They're up 5-4. Florida just scored, just under two to go in the
final. We got ourselves a dogfight in Toronto.
Is that what they call it still in hockey, a dogfight?
I mean, a dogfight's a dogfight.
But what's a better hockey term for a close game?
Do I look like I know?
Come on,
Barry.
It's
a dogfight to me.
Dogfight to me.
I mean, you know, dogfight's a dogfight.
Speaking of hockey, and I'm surprised that nobody has called you out on this yet, Blake, what's up with adding the A to everything that you say now?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
I know what he's
saying. I'm lost.
You've been adding a lot of A's after everything you say. So with the game, eh?
You said it at least three times in crosstalk.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are.
You know exactly
to.
What we're talking about, eh? You part Canadian, you just didn't tell us.
It's not even doing
you,
it right,
Jamal,
eh?
Are you Jamal? You Jamal Murray?
You're not doing it right. Let's go to the Pimp Cup and go with Khaki Kev. He's got some espresso kick situation going on over there, eh? You got it? Passing it to you.
All right. I guess we're never going to get an answer.
We won't. He'll tell us like at 10:45 or something like that.
All right. So we've done this segment a couple of times. This time with an intro, I want to get the Tolo's opinions. I want to get y'all's opinion.
Hate it.
Without any further ado, here it goes.
Never know what dome you're going to get from the redneck beastie boy, Kevin Walker.
The khakiest of the khaki, the one, the only, Mr. Khaki Kevin Walker. Kick
it! All right. Y'all ready to do this or what?
I like it.
What
did I say at the beginning? I heard what you said. What did I say?
You say something about getting dome from the redheaded khaki boy, beastie boy. I don't know. You said something crazy.
Wow. I don't know if... You may want a different.
I gotta wait for Blake to say something else to put in there. I don't know.
That's what you. What did I say?
You said something wild, but he said, but it had Beastie Boy in it, and it connected to the song, so I had to put it in there.
Holy Toledo! Holy Toledo!
All right. Well, we do this.
At first, I thought my ears were gonna warm up. I didn't know what was happening at first. Okay, continue.
All right, in this segment, I always ask y'all what y'all are wearing in the Tolos, what you're wearing, shoes, whatever you're wearing. Just tell me. Just, you know.
Pink Calvin Klein underwear.
Wow. I mean shoes, the segment kind of.
It's a shoe segment, not undergarment segment.
I've got on the fire fake Air Force One Gucci Air Force Ones that need to go super bad. I've had these since high school.
I was going to say, you've been rocking them bad boys for a minute.
I've had these since high school. I've bought everyone around me new shoes except myself.
Yeah, it might be time.
Blake, I'm glad you have those. Those are going to be part of this segment later on. Fred.
Gucci.
I just got some, I call these the middle-aged white guy gray ones.
I like it. I love it.
Okay. Oh, Jokic is pissed.
Great. Told you he's coaching the team.
I was going to say, I mean, no wonder the guy's so tired. He's doing everything. Way to go, Josh Kroenke, you idiot.
Nobody else is talking in that circle. That was just Jokic.
I mean, imagine getting rid of Mike Malone so you could have Alfred P. Newman as your head coach. What a joke. Anyway, I got some old school just Nike.
Free runners?
I don't know what these
Take them
are.
Off.
They I'll tell you what, they're comfy as all get
out. They might
though.
Be free runners. Toronto Maple Leafs win against the Florida Panthers 5-4. We're about to see Fred's shoes, eh? Yep.
These are a Nike outlet store special.
Fred special? Yeah.
Ooh, those are
no,
not
those
free
are freeze.
No, yeah, they're not.
Yeah, they got the bottom on them.
Are they?
Yeah. Those are some form of a free run.
Nike Flex.
Oh.
I don't know.
What does it say?
It says Nike Training on the front and Nike Flex on the back.
What does it say on the tongue?
Oh, because I'm new to this? Nike Training. You want me to tell you one more time?
Nike Training.
Tell you what, we're about to go Iraqi George Bush. You better get this shoe thrown at your head.
All right, so I'm wearing Anthony Edwards ones, the low edition.
Is this why he wanted to do the segment, just to poo-poo on our shoes?
That's all he's doing. No,
you guys got all basic shoes. I got them at 81.
Broke as bees.
One of these days, I'll be wearing like some Birkenstocks
what
or something.
What are you guys sponsored by? Famous Footwear over here, for God's sakes. Hey,
ain't nothing wrong with Famous Footwear. Nothing I was there the other day.
There's nothing wrong with any shoes.
But it's hard to find.
I got a good work shoe there. I got some Skechers, actually.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You can't go there trying to get like drip.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I got some good work shoes.
Crocs drip.
On clearance?
I don't know.
Some people do.
Memory foam, relax fit.
All right, so from the 601, I'm rocking the Birmingham Barons Jordan 1's low top.
Ooh.
Those are some nice ones. Those
that's
some
an
nice
old
ones. That's
school
really
shoe
good,
right there.
It's a
Birmingham
really good
Barons?
Colorway. This is a really good colorway. All right, so go ahead and text in on the Frankel & Frankel text line, 877-881-1053, throughout the segment, what you're wearing, so we can talk about it. Fellas, I've sent y'all
or
a couple
Kevin,
of...
Or Kevin's personal phone, which is going to be 817.
I was going to say, if you know off the top of your head, then... Go ahead, I guess. But no, please don't.
I don't even know where your phone number starts with. I don't even know the area code.
Thank you. Yeah. So we're going to talk about a couple of shoes that are releasing this week. One of them that released today is the Nike Asia Wilson debut of the Pink Aura colorway.
Okay.
This is a big deal because it's the first edition for Asia Wilson and her Nike collab. And it's a sneaker that a lot of people are anticipating the NBA players, WNBA players alike are going to be wearing. It's got a lot of new Nike technology, and it's going to be a hot pink colorway, otherwise known as the Pink Aura. And these are going for $110. Like I said, they released today, so you never know what they're going to do for the resale value. What do y'all think about those?
I like them.
Quick opinions.
Like the colorway, I like the pink is always a hot color to do for basketball. The lows are in right now. Not a lot of people like wearing mids or high tops. So, I mean, the women's shoe game has already been stepping up. Sabrina Ionescu helped out with that as well. So I like them.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not gonna wear a pink shoe.
So. Oh, that's exactly what we expected. That's fine.
Yeah, that's exactly as you should.
Hey, I appreciate it. All right, and then on Tuesday, so tomorrow we're gonna have, and this is gonna be a big discussion point. It's a Nike Air Force One combo. It's a triple black on triple black, which is as Nike's calling it, and then a triple white Nike Air Force One. Dirty Air Force. And you must ask, why am I buying dirty shoes? Well, Nike.swoosh has come out with this new concept of having a shoe. Yes, it's Nike.swoosh. It's a whole different entity kind of thing of Nike. They've made a Nike Air Force just like normal, and they've dirtied them up with the idea. Hold on. With the idea that as you wear them over time and you scuff them over time, they get cleaner.
Ow.
So the fabric and the leather underneath the version that you're going to buy is actually the clean version of the shoe versus the dirty. So the idea is you buy them dirty, the more you wear them, the more cleaner they get.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm lost. Oof, that's a wild concept. I mean, look, Nike needs all the help it can get, so I get it, but that's a...
I remember when I had to buy Nikes to feel cool, and now I've been in the whole, I don't want any Nike. Like, Nikes are great and all, but like, there's so many brands making like casual shoes nowadays where, and I'm not in high school anymore as well, so I don't care, that I'm just ready to get just a comfortable shoe. Give me a dad shoe, give me a New Balance, give me a Reebok. Give me just a casual. I don't know if I'd go the free runner route or the Nike training route like my associate.
Blake, you would love some Nike Vomeros. I will say that.
Nah, they're all cool. They're okay. I like Vomeros. They're cool and all. But I think I'm going to buy a pair of either, what's it? Or not, it starts with Asics.
Asics are really good right now.
Probably a pair of Asics and or like
New Balances are
some
also
Instagram
really good
brand. Like, I want it to be comfortable. I don't really care about the
buy some Asics.
What do you mean? Asics are hot,
big right now.
Why don't you just buy some Brooks or some Sauconys while you're at it too?
Also really good.
Those are all hot right now. Those aren't really
everything is on the table now.
The dad shoe, the casual shoe is in right now. And that's what I'm in. I don't care about the style as much anymore.
No, I guess.
Yeah.
As you're wearing colorful,
I mean,
beat up
these
Air
are
Force
these
one.
Are literally just.
I mean, you guys
so
also wear Champion
on.
And think it's a cool brand too.
We used
so
to. that trend passed,
and it never was cool. So, I mean, we bought it at Kmart growing up. So,
I did want to talk about that a little bit, and I did send y'all pictures of that, so y'all can see how dirty these shoes are.
I gotta see.
And then on Friday, a big one for the sneaker calendar this year is the Air Jordan 1 High, actually the UNC Reimagined.
I love it.
For some people, they might remember they did the Chicago Reimagined.
That's dope.
And a lot of people really liked it. It had the aged sole, had some cracked leather on the top. It, you know, was made to look older than it was bought. They did the same exact thing this time with the UNC colorway, also a very big colorway when you talk about the Jordan 1 highs. And then, Blake, you kind of talked about it earlier, but a big shout out to Sabrina Ionescu for her debut of the Sabrina 2 last year. It ended up being the second most worn NBA shoe this past season. So we're all awaiting the debut of her third iteration of the Sabrina, which will be coming out here shortly, I do believe. And
I heard were just Kobe's.
Similar style.
It's very similar style.
Yeah. I wish Jordan would hire a new designer.
Yeah. A little bit of
because he's mailed the Jordan brand has mailed it in when it comes to their shoes.
Jordan 1s are the best.
Well, they just do OGs, or they don't do OGs. They just do retros and reimagines.
I mean, that's all they're doing now,
just reprising new colorways. Which
ones?
I mean, the Lucas and the Zions might as well be the same shoe,
and neither of them are great.
No,
Lucas are better,
but Nike's
but not by much.
Nike basketball, on the other hand, doing a lot better. Like, the Jaws are really popular, or they're getting more popular as we
see. Okay, you say that.
A lot of people like the Devin Bookers. I will say that.
Okay, but you say that about the Jaws. I just saw, and I can't remember who said this, some basketball player saying that kids aren't wearing the Jaws anymore. They're all wearing the Sabrinas.
A lot of people love the Sabrinas.
Because, and I'll get your thoughts on this real quick. He said Nike's got a problem because he said who's the big star rocking Nike after LeBron goes away?
They're really trying to market Booker, but, I mean, even KD's at a point where they're just retroing his shoes.
Who's looking at KD's shoes now?
Nobody.
Like, the people that did that are me. I'm not playing basketball.
You're not exactly.
But that's what I'm saying. They're at a point where they're retroing KD's shoes now just for streetwear.
Yeah.
Just because they were popular back in 2010, 2013. But reprising them, and they're just making them newer technology, bringing back the colorways.
I mean,
and those have been selling decent, but yeah, I mean, I agree. Like, you don't really know who the next guy is going to be for Nike.
I mean, I feel like Nike's just all they're doing is just rebranding Kobe's and Jordans.
Top three Jordans in order, retros are what?
11s.
Oh, wait, 11s number one over ones? I'm putting ones at
let
the ones.
Let them get to the list.
No, I just had to.
Are we talking about casual wear, or just in general?
Just
casual,
for Fred
like,
Davis.
Like you're going
your top
to buy
three.
These and every Jordan
iteration. You give me some low top 11s?
please.
That's in the one spot, okay?
That's in the one spot. I do have some low top ones that I never wear. But as far as J's are concerned, give me the 11s. Give me the, I don't know, my 2A, 2B is going to be the 3 and the 4s. And then give me the 13s.
No okay. 5, my number three. No 5 love. Let me. I like me a good 5.
Fives are
I have. I have it 1, 11, 4, and then 5.
One I mean, the ones easily, are.
They're the most versatile. I mean, that's
they are very. They're extremely.
You throw those on with some jeans, with some shorts.
Well, I mean, I get. I'm just saying, like, but again, you got to remember. But I'm also looking at it from the standpoint of, you know, when they came out when I was alive.
Were the ones not super hot?
Well, I don't know. I was 4, so I don't know.
The but ones are always going to be.
First of all, here's the thing
something.
About the ones. Nobody cared about the ones until they re-released them as a retro. Okay.
Fair.
Nobody was rocking the ones.
Until
all right?
they came out with all the colorways.
As a matter of fact, you know what you can tell you what? Go watch Terminator, the original one, and see which one who's wearing Jordans in the Terminator. Okay? Just a little something there. But as far as like when they came out, like I said, the 11s were
the 11s have been the craze.
We have never seen a shoe of anybody like the 11.
The 11s were groundbreaking.
I remember the Concords and even the resale market for all
Unreal.
Of those.
My favorite silhouette right now is the 3, though.
I don't mind the 3. I'll tell you what they need to come out with.
The 3 had a comeback. 3 was definitely an overlooked shoe. Like the last 3-4 years, people have come around on 3s.
I don't know, man. Because again, you were a child then. Well, actually, you were an infant. And you weren't even born yet. When they released the 3s in the late 90s... Mm-hmm. Bro.
It's the only reason why Jordan stayed.
Those things were insane. Because that came out with some royal blue when he was playing with the Wizards.
There's definitely some misses, though, in his catalog.
Who, Jordan?
We start getting this.
Oh, when you make, you make as many shoes as they make, you're going to have a miss.
After 14, nosedive. Okay, seriously. I mean, with some of the things he was doing with this, like, he was checked out. Like, some of the things they were doing with the Jordan shoe made no sense. All right, take us home.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all, and we'll get to some of these some more of these texts a little bit later. But
absolutely.
That was Kevin's kicks or Khaki's kicks. We haven't necessarily figured it out, but we'll workshop it. But I appreciate
espresso
the time,
kicks.
Y'all.
Espresso kicks. Always a wonderful segment by the one, the only, the youngster himself, Mr. Khaki Kevin. All right. Coming up next, final hour of the program. We'll read your text messages. We'll do a top five. Top five places to meet women. Top five places to meet your next wife.
Nope.
No?
I got another one better that we'll talk about on the other side.
Listen
next
to this guy.
Dark.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.